It's time for another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. With me this morning is Representative Carl Albrecht. How are we this morning, Representative?
Good. How are you, Dave?
We're digging out. It seems like that's all we do around here is, dig out from the snow that we've got.
Let's go.
All right. Let's talk about some of your bills today. The first thing up we want to talk about is let's talk about your rural jobs bill.
Okay, HB 110 is an amendment to my rural jobs bill from last year, which increases the cap that employers can apply for, raises it from $25,000 to $250,000, so that if an employer wants to hire about 30 employees in rural Utah, which we had an opportunity to last year, and they didn't want to mess around with the 25, they'll be able to do that. And I've already heard from a bunch of employers and the GOED office, they're all excited about that. That bill's in the Senate now and should be going to the Senate floor for long.
And then you also have another one about radioactive waste amendment. Let's touch a little bit on that one, shall we?
That's HB 220. I carried that because leadership asked me to this year. What it'll do is change a couple of rules on radioactive waste amendment. Or waste that goes into the Energy Solutions yard out there at Clive, Utah. This will allow waste to be classified at the time it goes in. There's been a lot of talk about storage of depleted uranium. As you well know, down in that country, there's a lot of old uranium mines and so forth, and depleted uranium is what's left after the industry has used it. It's a byproduct of our society. It needs to be taken care of and stored well, and Energy Solutions is about the number one firm in the country to do that, and they can do it safely. And I received some criticism on this, but I think folks in rural Utah understand that, and if folks have questions, have them get a hold of me. It still means that the Waste Management and Radiation Control Board has to approve it and have hearings on it, so it's not like it's opening the floodgates or anything.
Right, and that's so important that, we do understand that down here. It seems like it's you get a few people from upstate that just look at that as a negative thing, and I guess it's just the work ethic here. I don't know. We get it.
Well, they say it's increasing Utah, making us the dumping ground of the U.S., and that's not a fair assessment, Folks fly into Salt Lake, they go to Temple Square, they go up in the mountains skiing in the summer and the fall, they'll rent a car and they go to the Mighty Five. They could care less what's out at Clive, Utah.
That's very true. I guess people aren't coming here to see our radioactive waste, are they?
Oh.
All right. Another one that you've got on your mind right now is getting some funding for CTE. Why don't we talk a little bit about what maybe some folks out there may not know what CTE is, and then how this bill ties in with everything.
Well, that's for technical education in eastern Utah. I'm working with Utah State to get an appropriations request. I'll be on the agenda tomorrow with Utah State for $1.5 million to expand our technical education funding in eastern Utah. So I think that'll benefit the folks on your side of the mountain.
And you know what? And they're really pushing CTE here at USU Eastern. They really are, and we're hoping that that's one thing that can, draw more people here, especially with this aviation program that's coming in and all that. This is going to be great for the people, like you said, like right here. This is one thing that'll help out those people.
Right. Another one that Senator Hinkins and I are working on is a coal-to-carbon appropriation. We had $500,000 last year that went to the University of Utah. We got another $500,000 request in this year. They're working with a group. They actually make the char from the coal, and then they're shipping the char to University of Kentucky, who actually winds it into carbon strands. And so we're kind of on the cutting edge there that for the future of coal. Plus, coal has a lot of other byproducts that are helpful to our society. So, as we transition down the road, and I hope that's many years into the future, that we still have an economy based on coal.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head. I think there are so many different uses for coal than what has been, you know, used, what it's been used for the past 100 or so or many ever years. There are so many uses, and like you said, it's, you can make carbon fiber out of it, and there's all kinds of things that coal can be used for other than just heating.
That's right, and right now the automobile industry is looking at this carbon fiber really strong, so it's a good future, I think.
All right, Representative, anything else you want to touch base on?
Well, because the state had a lot of extra money this year, there's lots of appropriations requests in all the various appropriation committees. It's kind of been a feeding frenzy, so we'll see how they sort all that out. Anytime any of the rural folks are up here on Friday morning, I invite them to the rural caucus. I'm one of the co-chairs, and we meet every Friday morning. It's best breakfast on the hill. If any of the county commissioners or anybody are up here, stop in. We'd love to visit with you and feed you breakfast.
All right. Representative, thank you for your time, and thanks for giving us a call this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
That was your legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Now that Christmas has come and gone, are you left with several high-rate credit card bills due in January? At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, they have a great low-rate alternative to all those high-interest rate cards. You can roll over several balances to either their Premier or Extra Awards Visa card and extend your payment due date an extra month. There are no annual fees, and for a limited time, you can earn 1 point for every dollar you transfer or have your balance transfer fee waived. You can spend the points you earn for gift cards, hotel stays, or cash in your pocket. They're easy to earn and even easier to use. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on us to help you start this new year off right.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.
Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Depend on us.